Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Friday, December 21st. Four shopping days left until Christmas. Markets finished mixed today with corn a little bit higher than the overnight, but wheat and soybeans continuing lower. So let's first take a look at corn. March finished up 3.25 cents at 378.5. Moved back higher midday after taking out yesterday's low of 375 by just 0.25 cents, and there was no follow through there. Market firmed up. Maybe yesterday's sell-off was a little more attributable to the sell-off in other commodities, sell-off in crude oil, stock market, and the like. And with the still pretty decent demand picture in corn, maybe the funds are not quite ready to start liquidating that long position, about 80,000 contracts. So we will have to see how that pans out. Market rallied down, broke down to 74.75, rallied back and settled just under the 100-day moving average, which comes in at about 379. So if we can get back above that average, funds may get a little more confidence to start adding to that long position again. USDA this morning announced a sale of 222,500 tons of corn to unknown. That also obviously supportive of the market. Wheat, on the other hand, finished lower. March down 9.5 cents at 514. That was down 16 cents on the week. Kansas City marched down 3.25 cents, 502.75, down about 15.5 on the week. Funds adding about 6,000 contracts to their 10 or 11,000 short position now, short about 17,000 contracts there. This again, weakness overnight from the Russian Ag Ministry announcement that there are no plans to curb Russian exports anytime in the near future. So every time we seem to think that there's a problem with the Russian exports, markets rally a little bit, and then that news is debunked and the market moves a bit lower. So we will have to keep an eye on that moving forward. Taking a look at beans, January finished down 8.75 cents at 884.75, 8 cents lower than the overnight close, and down about 16 cents on the week. Funds adding about 4,000 or 5,000 contracts, now short about 20,000 contracts in the beans. Finished 1.5 cents off of the low at 83.25. We are below the 50-day moving average again at 887, but we're able to stay above the 100-day at 879.25. We'll see if that level turns out to be support. USDA announced a sale of 115,500 tons to unknown, but as has been the case since the truce was announced in the trade war, seems that every sale has been met by some selling. So maybe these numbers are just not adding up and moving the market higher as people are expecting. And also with the announcement of that second MFP payment to the farmers, many also have just decided rather than store beans or worry about any continued downside, they're going to take that $1.65, unload the rest of 2018, wipe that slate clean, and then move on till next year. But in any case, again, beans finishing down 8.75 cents. USDA did announce a sale of 115,000 to unknown, but not having much positive effect. In outside markets, the dollar is up 69 points, 96.42. Crude oil down 18 cents a barrel at 45.70. That is at multi-month lows and weighing on kind of all the commodities across the board there. Stock market down now about, where are we at right now? About 200 points after being up nearly 400 earlier in the day. So again, there's also a lot of anxiety in the markets regarding the possibility of a government shutdown over a dispute as to whether or not there will be $5 billion to fund a border wall. So a lot of the anxiety here in outside markets coming from Washington, D.C., weighing on the commodities. We will have to see if they can get their heads together and get this figured out. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.